Nadine Kamenicki is a family violence prevention worker with the Peace River Women's Shelter, and she joins us on the line. Nadine, thank you very much for joining us today. The Grand Prairie RCMP now has a new unit dealing with sexual assault and domestic violence. They're specifically, I guess, working on those cases. So first of all, as an icebreaker, just get your comments on the fact that now we have something that deals with those specific cases, I guess, that is practically right in our own backyard.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome, like an awesome unit to have nearby, because we're only 2 hours away, and that's a great opportunity for anyone that is experiencing domestic violence or sexual assault. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited to be able to work with them.
Now, with all due respect to the Peace Regional RCMP, I mean, they're just as capable of dealing with this as this specialized unit in Grand Prairie. But with the unit in Grand Prairie, how much easier is it going to be for the shelter and the clientele to deal with that special unit in the RCMP?
Well, I think that having it in Grand Prairie, again, there's that 2 hour difference, but it is close by. And the, like you said, the Peace River RCMP are amazing at what they do. But having a specialized unit is just going to make it that much better for our clients and make it more easier, hopefully, for them and more comfortable for them to be able to speak with the RCMP. It's going to be great to have them in the community and to have people that are specialized in that line of work. It's going to make our jobs easier. It's going to be able to allow us to support our clients better and hopefully to have the clients feel like they can approach someone that is specialized in that field with the RCMP just to be able to move forward and have that resource available.
How much will it help the shelter? I know now I'm assuming that most of the clientele that was in the within the women's shelter, and I'm not trying to stereotype here, and it sounds like I am. I do sincerely apologize, but dealing with that specificness, how much does this do for the women's shelter here in Peace River?
Well, and that's the thing. So our numbers of domestic violence and calls regarding sexual assault and those coming into the shelter has gone up tremendously, and not only just in Peace River, but the surrounding region as well. So having a specialized investigative unit just in a backyard, like you said, it's going to provide that extra resource for the shelter that we can provide clients with. Being up in northern Alberta, sometimes those services are lacking, and it's unfortunate, but at least we have these units starting up and these programs being put into place so that it can be another resource for our clients and for us as workers to be able to give our clients that opportunity and to be able to support them the way that they should be supported with people that are specialized in that field. So it's going to be a huge asset to the shelter. It's going to be a huge asset to the communities, surrounding communities, and I hope that it goes well and that we can continue and have these units more readily available throughout Alberta.
Grand Prairie and area deal with, according to statistics, the most cases of this in the province. How staggering is that?
It is, honestly, it's terrifying. It is scary, you know, being so close to home and how, like, there's so many different factors that can play into that. And having just a northern Alberta city that is experiencing those high numbers, it is tremendous, like, how scary that is and how much it plays into how much we need these specialized forces. And hopefully that they can, again, we can support those survivors, and not only that, but bring awareness and support to the area to prevent those numbers from getting even higher, because that is, it's crazy how high.
As a worker with the shelter, how much are you and the staff looking forward to the relationship that is going to be coming with that new specialized unit?
We are very excited to work closely with them. We have started, since COVID, we started collaborating with some of the new changes in the community, and this just adds to it. I think that it's definitely essential in Northern Alberta that we continue to collaborate and work with these forces, as there is such a lack in services and resources. So anything like this is valuable, and it just allows us to be able to support those survivors and work towards the prevention and diminishing of domestic violence and sexual assault in the cases overall. So we are very excited as a team to reach out to them and to have them and support them as much as they're willing to support us.
Nadine Kamenicki is a family violence prevention worker with the Peace River Women's Shelter. Nadine, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.